Welcome back to Eco Talk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. And in our final segment, we're going to be looking at victory for consumers and workers against DuPont. It's about Teflon. You've heard a lot about the controversy there in terms of the damage it can do, health damage to humans. And the EPA has fined Teflon a pretty hefty penalty there. And we're going to find out if that's going to stick. From Richard Wiles. Get more on the Teflon story. He is the Senior Vice President with the Environmental Working Group. Thanks for joining us. And first, I have to tell you, the Environmental Working Group is one of my favorites, and I haven't had a chance to have anyone from your group on yet, but I'm happy to be doing that. You guys rock. You're like doing what the EPA should be doing and never does.
Thank you so much. That's great. Well, we have fun.
You do all the environmental health stories. I mean, you're the one that exposes mercury in fish and the kinds of things that our government will never tell us.
That's true. And, you know, these days there's a lot of work to do, I'll tell you.
There's a lot of grist for the EcoTalk mill. The bad news is
exactly.
The good news for us.
Right. EPA is definitely doing less than ever.
But they are fining Teflon how much? I mean, DuPont over Teflon?
$16.5 million. It's the largest civil administrative fine they've ever levied under any environmental statute in their history.
And I was talking over you as I'm doing again. So tell us again, how much is that penalty?
That's $16.5 million.
$16.5 million.
That's correct. Now, you know, that's large in perspective, and I think it's really large given that we're suffering under the Bush EPA. It's a victory for the career EPA people who fought really hard, against the political appointees and the lobbyists to get this thing through to the finish line. People should know though that under law, DuPont could have been fined well over $300 million. For what they did, which was they concealed information that Teflon chemicals could cross the placenta and enter into a baby's blood as it was still in the womb, which they discovered in around 1981. When they tested some of their workers and found this out, and they decided at that time explicitly not to tell EPA about that and enjoyed another 20 years of profits from the Teflon line of products before EPA finally found out about this when this information came out only through litigation. So, we like this fine, but we certainly think that they should have and could have been fined a lot more.
Now, can it be appealed, and will it be by DuPont?
No, DuPont has accepted this as just a cost of doing business, if you will, which I think sort of indicates that for $27 billion a year company, a $16 million fine is, well worth it. They even said in their press statement, sort of a pretty callous comment to the effect that, well, they've just decided to put this behind them and move forward. They failed to remind everybody that there's a couple of other ongoing regulatory and legal initiatives against Teflon still. One is criminal charges against DuPont in this same case that were brought by the Department of Justice. Who was contending that there's criminal violations here for concealing this information. And, of course, EPA still has not decided that this whole family of Teflon chemicals is safe. They're still under review. And one component of the fine here is that DuPont was forced to pay about $5 million to do a study that they, of course, should have done anyway, but to determine how it is that these Teflon chemicals have contaminated the blood of every American and probably just about everybody on the planet.
So it does harm consumers, not just people who work with Teflon.
Oh, yeah. It's in everyone's blood. And in some places where they're, if you happen to unfortunately live near one of these facilities, the levels of people that live near these plants, particularly those that have contaminated groundwater, are hundreds of times higher than the average person. But everyone, from unborn babies through to the elderly, have Teflon chemicals in their blood.
Okay, now we have just about 3 minutes left, and we have to get to the important part for consumers. I don't know, as a consumer, is Teflon still being used?
Oh, Teflon's still used, still made, still sold. And actually, the actual Teflon itself is not a big source of these contaminants in people. However, the making of it is, so it's still not a very environmentally friendly product. And it does contribute small amounts of these, this what's called PFOA, the chemical in question here, this Teflon chemical, into your bloodstream. But it's this whole family of Teflon chemistry, if you will. If you've noticed, when you go to the store now, you can see little tags on children's clothes that say treated with Teflon. They're starting to call some of their Stainmaster products, the products that you apply to your furniture and things to keep stains off, as refer to those as Teflon. So it's this whole family of Teflon chemistry is a bunch of chemicals that basically, when they get into the environment, they degrade, they turn into things, they end up in indestructible forms that persist for hundreds and thousands of years, literally. That's DuPont's figures, not mine.
That's their legacy.
Yeah.
So how concerned should we be about frying pans and pots that have Teflon in them?
Well, I think people should not buy Teflon products, period. Because if you buy a Teflon product, be it the clothes or the pots and pans or whatever, you're perpetuating this line of chemistry that is highly hazardous, very persistent, and has contaminated the entire globe, and is very toxic. So,
what about older pieces of cookware that you may have that has Teflon on it?
I would recommend that people don't use Teflon, period, because Teflon off-gases all sorts of toxic chemicals at high temperatures. And call me crazy, but I think frying pans are pretty likely to get up to high temperatures at some point. DuPont maintains that they won't.
You crazy guy, you.
But, yeah, I think you shouldn't use Teflon pots and pans, but there's a lot of other Teflon that you should also avoid. We think that, it would be wiser to clean off your rug or to risk a stain on your carpet than it would be to treat it with the Teflon chemical or the Scotchgard or Stainmaster, particularly if your children are going to be crawling around on those rugs
okay.
and for your furniture and those kind of things.
Just a minute left, because a lot of us do have non-stick cookware. Is there a safe substance to make pots and pans not stick?
Yeah, olive oil, corn oil, canola oil, use oil. I mean, we recommend, high quality, iron and steel cookware, which is if you are a chef or an aficionado, those chefs don't cook with Teflon for a number of different reasons. It's just not the way to go. We just recommend not using it and learning how to cook without it.
Okay.
It was done for centuries and it can still be done.
Okay, in 30 seconds, does cookware have to be labeled as having Teflon in it legally?
No, it doesn't. We actually requested that and that was denied. No, it doesn't. But usually you'll see any nonstick surface is going to be from the Teflon family of chemicals, and I would avoid it, particularly if you have kids, and definitely if you have birds, because about 10,000 or so birds a year die from overheated Teflon pans.
Give me a website in 5 seconds.
EWG.org.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Richard Wiles. He is with the Environmental Working Group talking about Teflon. Go out and have a great green week.